That's you.
I'm not queen of the jungle. Well, I might be king.
I'm actually
Roberta was the king of the jungle.
No, I'm the king of Dudley World. Roberta, she's the queen of something. I'm not sure what. All right, so we have story time beyond good day. This half hour devoted to Roberta and Jennifer and Richie's stories. Then we have Dr. Jay Kumar coming to join us with something that I'm sure won't be anywhere near as deep as the things we're about to get into with Roberta and Jennifer and Rich. And they are big, deep thinkers. But we'll hold a good thought for Dr. Jay Kumar.
See if he can keep up.
See if he can keep up with us. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
All right, so Roberta, where the heck are you taking us?
Where am I taking you?
All right, it was Richie who's taking you.
No, it's Jennifer.
Jennifer, huh? I was wrong. I didn't have the round table upright.
Bad name. All right, I'm against you. All right. So I'm sick of this election nonsense now. It's time to move on. It's Thursday, Friday morning.
Huh?
I'm fired. Whatever day of the week it is.
Nice job, Jennifer.
All right, so here's the thing.
How big are your feet? Wait a minute. What size shoe do you wear?
Size 10. They're huge.
You're perfect.
No, I canoes. I can canoe in them. All right.
Hey.
Okay, so this man, Jerry Rasmussen, lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He lives in Fair Oaks. And he had two people break into his home the other night. All right. Now, they broke in. He heard them. So he went and he got his gun. He went outside, told them to leave. They didn't. So he shot one outside his house. He shot
one. Outside?
Oh, no.
Well, wait. It's okay. He shot the other one in the doorway of one of his bedrooms. All right.
Okay.
He left them. He actually took off and he ran. He left them. They found him. One guy was in his 30s, and the other guy actually got away but ended up in a hospital later. So the police actually caught these two, and they didn't die. Now, Mr. Rasmussen was arrested for doing this because he was a felon, and he was in possession of a firearm. Now, what do you think about all this? Because he was protecting himself, but yet
do we know what he was a felon?
Not mentioned by the police what he was convicted of before.
We don't know whether it was armed robbery or writing bad checks.
He was charged with suspicion of being a felon in possession of a firearm and possessing prohibited ammunition.
Suspicion of being a felon.
Yeah, they didn't indicate what crime he had committed before.
How do you get suspicion of being a felon?
Yeah, if you are, you are.
Right. You're a felon.
You look like a felon. You are a felon. You smell like
sense.
A felon.
Well, here's my deal.
You must be a felon.
At first, I'm all for this guy protecting himself.
Yeah.
But now he's got himself into trouble for doing just that. So do we think this is a good law that felons should not be in possession of a firearm? Do you think this is the right thing?
As my good friend G. Gordon Liddy used to say, because I am a felon, I am no longer allowed to possess a handgun. But Mrs. Liddy has quite a collection. So there are ways to skirt around this for sure. And but apparently this guy didn't have any Mrs. Liddy whose pillow he could hide his gun under, so he's in a little bit of trouble.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Got to be careful when you go to protect yourself.
There are two people in a hospital right now that fortunately did not die who learned their lesson, didn't they?
Well, and that makes me think he maybe was a felon because he obviously knew how to shoot that gun without, and he didn't kill anybody.
And where was this again?
Knock him out. This is in Fair Oaks, California.
Can I tell you a related story? One of the producers that works on one of the shows here was out in Connecticut. And he's, you know, in his 20s, so he's out, you know, with his friends hanging out, blah, blah, blah. Meets a girl. They are walking from one bar to another bar when they pass a pack of guys, also in their 20s, who start harassing the girl. So it's this guy and this girl he just met versus about 10 guys. Mm-hmm. So obviously he has to try and protect the girl and stand up to the guys, and they just start to pummel him to the point where he's on the ground and all 10 of them are kicking him in the head, the ribs, everything.
Awful.
The girl takes off, and the guy is just sitting there just getting kicked. And he figures, he says, eventually they're going to stop and they're just going to leave. And after about 6 or 7 minutes, he says, they're going to kill me. They're not stopping. reaches down in his shoe and has a little gun in his ankle. Pulls it out and just starts firing all six shots. Gets two of them. The rest run away. The ones
where
who ran
this?
Away
where is
in Connecticut, I can't tell you where, outside of New York City, you know, burbs type thing. He's on the ground. He's fired all six shots in this little gun. The ones who ran away counted the shots, came back and started kicking him again.
No!
They somehow leave because they
feel... And why did they target this guy again?
The police are coming. Just because. The girl he was walking with, they started talking to. They started giving a hard time. Come on, baby. You know, blah, blah, this kind of stuff. And, of course, he stands up, tries to do the right thing and protect her, and this is what he got. So he shoots two of them. They flee. One of them is lying on the ground. One of them runs. And they finally stop kicking him. That's the last thing he remembers. The next thing he woke up in the hospital. The picture of this guy, it unbelievable. How he broke his nose, they broke his ribs.
People
just recognize his face.
The only thing that changes or separates some of us that are supposedly human beings from wild animals is the fact that we only use two legs instead of four.
Not done yet.
I think animals are nice.
More?
Not done yet. So having the gun saved his life. He would have been dead or in a coma or brain dead or something like that. So the police come. They end up arresting the two guys who got shot. And this guy goes to the hospital.
What about the other? They can catch the other.
Well, the two are rolling over on the other ones now. Okay. So they will get all of them. The mother of one of the two who was shot says, how come this guy who shot my boy is not in prison? How come they didn't arrest him? What kind of world is this that somebody can just shoot somebody
and
not even
in jail?
What kind
of world
is it
that you can bring a cretin like this into the world? What kind of a world
it's
is it
all over
that
the
has allowed you to have babies?
The mother is up there all over the newspapers and the news talking about how this guy is not in jail and he just shot my baby.
Yeah, good.
Wow.
The eliminate. What's the?
You know how busy the gun store was yesterday. By the way,
the gun store very busy.
Well, it happened
huge
after the first Obama gets re-elected. The first Obama election.
Sure.
Yeah, remember that.
Lots of guns.
That's sure.
Stock market went down like a rock. Foreign currency raises. American currency. Thanks, Roberta. By the way, quarter past the hour. How did you like your last diet? Did you work on 5 pounds? 6 pounds, 7 pounds, 8 pounds, 10 pounds. Roberta, you've been on a diet. I sent you a present, by the way. Did you get it? You didn't
get
it?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Thank you. All right. There is a better way to lose weight. It's a product called Axia 30. It's a weight loss formula that has been clinically proven to cause you to lose about 30 pounds in 12 weeks, maybe a little bit more. And because this has been scientifically, clinically studied, it has been packed with anti-aging benefits. This thing is nothing but good for you, especially if you're that overweight. Roberta doesn't need to lose. Nobody here is in this league. There are a lot of people, however, that are facing the highs and lows. In the winter, you gain 30 pounds. In the summer, you want to lose 30 pounds. Well, why don't you take a little advance action and work on it before it becomes a problem? Get on to the program now by calling 800-525-8345. You know, let's face it, I started, my birthday was the other day, Georgette got me a lemon cake, which is my favorite, and Georgette is Edgar's wife, and she, they every year have bought me the same lemon cake from the same place with the same frosting, and so I'm the only one who's eating it. I'm the only one here. So I'm eating it every morning for breakfast. I'm having this cake. And I notice that a pound came onto the scale, another pound. So then we go into Thanksgiving. And then we go into the parties. Then we go to Christmas and New Year's. You know the story. It's the same pretty much for everybody. So if you get on to Axia 30, it'll give you the way to keep the weight off. Not only if you have the 30 pounds, you need to lose it, but if you don't want to gain that weight, then you get on this program over the next 12 weeks, because that's when the big action is for eating and gaining weight, then you've maintained or perhaps gone down below the threshold. What a great idea. Who thought of this? I don't know who thought of it, but something that I'm passing along to you so that you can benefit from using Axia 30 to maintain your weight or to lose weight. 800-525-8345. Backed by science for both men and women, a full 90-day money-back guarantee. To try Axia 30 risk-free, get a free bottle as well. Call 800-525-3345.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Alba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Alba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store. The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
All right, so here we have all of these people who have won in the Smart Mom Tip of the Day contest. Here's Beverly Pardee who won.
I can't believe I won. This is awesome.
Here's Shar Mobley who won on the second day.
I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
Number three winner is Deborah Burkhalter.
Great. Oh, God, this is great.
And Deb Schroeder won today.
All
right, so you can be a winner, too. Go to facebook.com/goodfreestyle.
You don't have a stroke while you're doing it.
Right. And tweet us something special.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour now on the Doug Staff and Good Day program. Again, Dr. Jay Kumar joins us in a few minutes here. Meanwhile, Olivia Newton-John brings us Roberta Fasanelli, or maybe Roberta Fasanelli brings us Olivia Newton-John. It's Beyond Good Day and the stories of the day. So where are you going, Roberta?
Well, actually, it's a study that's been done at the University of California. And what the study has found, that women are quicker to walk over and start exercising next to a person who is less fit than they are.
What a shock.
I also like to take pictures next to people.
Yeah. Look at me.
They actually did a study. And they said for someone who was, you know, less in shape than they are, or kind of on, you know, the chubby side of, in comparison to them, it took them about a minute to walk over and get on the exercise machine next to them.
You know,
but for someone who was in far better shape than they were and wearing, you know, those skimpy tops and stuff, it took them 4 minutes to walk over and get on the machine.
This I could have told you this 20 years ago when I was hanging out in bars, and this is the way it always works, and everybody can back me up on this. Women never go out with women of the same, I guess, looks as they do.
They need their ugly friends.
You're right.
It's
ugly
friends.
Right.
So if your girlfriend asks you to go out, why don't you come out to a bar with me tonight?
Well, no. Here's the way it works. The good-looking girl always takes the less good-looking girl to make her look better and make her feel better. The less good-looking girl always goes out with the good-looking girl so that she can actually get to talk to some of the good-looking guys.
Yeah.
Because it's always the two guys go out together, okay? One of them fights for the good-looking girl, and then the other one goes with the other girl to chat, talk, whatever it is. You end
then
up
you become a wingman.
You're right. You become the wingman. You end up as a foursome talking the whole night, and everybody wins or loses, but it's the way the game is played.
Mm-hmm.
So this fact that they want to go next to somebody that's not as good-looking as them totally makes sense.
Yeah. All right.
Doug, you're not even aware of the whole wingman thing, are you?
No.
But what was interesting is that they found this applied mostly to women.
I always
want to
stand next to girls who look better than me when I get my picture taken.
Well, that's, you and me, you have the same problem.
Anyway.
That's pretty much everybody.
Right.
They said once women reached like their 40s and 50s, it didn't matter anymore. But for women in their 20s, it was critically important.
Really?
So they kind of figured women, as they get older, you're more comfortable in your own skin, so you really don't care what the person next to you looks like. But in your 20s, it becomes a real issue. And the funny thing is the woman that they used as the control, you know, the woman who was either the skinnier woman or the less fit woman, was the same woman. So
just with different people.
So facially, she looked the same. But what they did is that she actually had a very good body. So for to be fit, they had a skimpy thing on her, and then what they put on her was the body padding and a loose sweatsuit. So it was the same woman, but they put padding on her to make her appear heavier. So it had nothing to do with how she looked either. You know, her facial features or anything like that. It had simply to do with what her body looked like. Interesting.
That's
study,
funny.
I thought.
Yeah,
that is funny.
Yep, it is really amazing. One of the things that I love about doing this for a living is being able to find out what people are thinking. There are always surveys, and I used to do a lot more of these. I don't know why I don't go back to them, because they are great fodder for conversation. The concern now that the election is over on the youth level is a focus of a study that's been done three times, found that the vast majority of Americans believe that sportsmanship on the youth level is worse now than when they were growing up. More than 85% of Americans from ages 20 to 80 think sportsmanship is worse now than when they were young.
Wonder why that is. Parents,
83%?
Maybe?
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to this woman who was yelling at the police for not arresting the guy that shot her son who was trying to kill this other guy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Your parenting skills or wherever your head is are completely where the sun doesn't shine. And this is the kind of people that we're breeding in this country. It's not healthy. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Nana and Papa with rich jello pudding from Walmart. Which is impressive considering their age. Eat moist Betty Crocker cookies. Come your cousins now with Nestle Toll House Morsels. Walmart has everything you need for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant Colonel James J. Jones, 307th Bomb Wing, United States Air Force.
The last flight, mission I flew was to the capital, Pyongyang. As we come in and drop the bombs, the radar operator said, you turn and level out, so somebody looked like it's following us. And sure enough, you'd see the guy, he'd get off on the left-hand side, and he'd prepare himself and come in. Of course, we hadn't had any bomb runs at night before that, but I knew enough to know that I'd better get down, so I'd just take a hard right and drop 4,000 or 5,000 feet. And that was the first instance that I know of that we had night fighters. But we were successful, got out of there. That was our last mission, thankfully.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stephen, good day program. Joining us now, that is joining us, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug Stephan, is Dr. Jay Kumar, who has an absolutely brilliant website, a brilliant approach to teaching people about light and love and the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Rich has found something that I thought was extraordinarily appropriate for us to go through. If, with your permission, Jay, I can suggest that there are a couple of things in an inspirational piece called 22 Reasons to Never Give Up.
Yeah.
As long as you are alive. And these are some of the things that are on the list. A few reasons to never give up. As long as you are alive, anything is possible. You are stronger than you think. A bit of a setback is not enough to stop you from achieving your goals. Number three, if somebody else can do it, so can you. Number four, another reason, your family and friends. Let the people you love and who mean the world to you inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop with that and go to you. But then we can all kind of take a page from Jay's playbook in terms of inspiration. We all have it in us. Sometimes it's relatable in different ways. I'm finding it remarkable, as a matter of fact, Jay, the number of things that are coming at me in the last month or two that have helped me to really open up more and to understand better this whole business of inspiration and dealing with the things that we all have. All of us have stuff. Mm-hmm. But it takes something, someone. There's an inspiration here, whether it's that you're a hard worker and you present, somebody might pay attention to you because you're an example of getting things done, and they may say, okay, I want to emulate you. That could be inspiration. It could be words, deeds, whatever. But there is a need for inspiration, it seems to me.
Yeah.
And valid and true inspiration versus the FAUX, the faux inspiration that comes from a lot of these preachers. You know, and
I love that word inspiration, and that's a really great thing, Rishi, you pulled up. I would love for you to forward that to me sometime if you remember to.
Got it right here.
Please forward to me. I'd love to get that, and I'll post it on my Facebook page as well and link it to you guys also. But, you know, that word inspiration, you know, I was just talking, had a great conversation with Roberta just before we came on, and we're talking about how we really need to just cultivate this idea of feeling connected, this sense of feeling really just like joyous and alive. And I love this word inspiration. You probably never thought about this, but do you know what the word inspiration really means?
Inspiration. Inspire. To move up. And aspire is a steeple is a spire, if you want to use that as an analogy, yeah?
But the literal meaning actually means to it comes from a Latin word inspiritus, to have spirit within.
Inspiritus.
To be in spirit, to be really embodied with your essence of spirit of life.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you are inspired to see your life and the sacred journey that you're on through this lens of inspiration. And, you know, I'm so blessed and so fortunate we're having this conversation, you know, today, because so many people have been affected very recently with tragedy. You know, I'm talking just more specifically about the hurricane on the Northeast that many people are still affected by. And it's kind of this irony. I'm sure all of you here, Jennifer, Rich, Roberta, Doug, myself, and all of you probably can relate to. You know, it's often, sadly, when a calamity or a tragedy happens that we really understand the true nature of life and what it really means. And I have like really just been touched to read and to hear all these amazing stories that have come out of the recent tragedy, in the East Coast, about people helping each other.
It happens all the time. It really does. People, you find these stories, these inspirational stories, after an event like this, and we all say, "Wow, isn't this great?" And then some of us would say, "Well, why can't we do this?" It's like the Christmas spirit. Why can't it be all the time?
Yeah, you know, and this is something we need to maybe work on as as a whole human species, you know, our societies to work on, is to embody that sense of inspiration, compassion, empathy, and collaboration every single moment of our life. And there's a reason why, you know, I have a theory, and it comes out of neuroscience. Actually, it's not my theory, but kind of repeating a theory that's out of neuroscience. The reason why so many of us feel the need to help each other during situations of stress or calamity or despair or disaster is that, believe it or not, our human brain is actually wired, like neurologically, biologically wired, to experience compassion, empathy over anything else, even over competition, greed, and selfish behavior. And this is the reason why we are drawn and just act in times of calamity where we all band together. It's actually wired in our human neurobiology. It's wired in our brains, to be precise. And and this is something we're finding out, is if we can actually cultivate that aspect of our brain at any moment. And how to do that, and there are ways to do it, which I'll share maybe just a little bit. But it goes back to this one thing I've talked about many, many times before called mirror neurons. Do all of you remember that? I don't know if you all do.
Mirror neurons.
Yeah. Mirror neurons. Rich, what is it?
I don't know. I remember hearing it in school, but I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, here's the thing. Jennifer, you know, or Roberta, you know, let's say this. If you, I'm being gender biased here, so I'm talking to the ladies here. So if you actually were to go to a movie and see, like, you know, someone, two people on the screen kissing, okay? The same part of your brain is going to activate as if you're being kissed as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that kind of neat?
So is that why men like adult movies?
Yes, precisely, Roberto.
Jennifer.
You got it right on the head. You nailed it. I was going to kind of go on the next point and be more gender biased also with these guys, dwarf guys. The reason why, I don't want to be completely stereotypical over here, but, you know, when us guys watch adult-oriented movies, or when we watch sports, for example, that's maybe a little more PG-13. We watch sports. When we see like the World Series, when someone hits the ball, and we see like the third baseman, you know, running to catch the ball on a high fly, the same part of our brain is going to fire as if we're catching that ball and running ourselves.
Huh.
It's really amazing, and they just found this out really by fluke about 15, 20 years ago. But why I'm saying is it underscores the idea, Doug, that we've been talking about, is that when we see others in distress and pain, when we see people on the East Coast being affected by the storm, the same part of our brain fires as if we're experiencing the tragedy as well.
Wow.
Yesterday I was editing a video for the Purple Heart Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and some of the pictures that were in it are of families of veterans who had been killed in service mm-hmm. at the funeral.
Oh.
And you just stare at these pictures of a mom with her kids or of a kid. And right now, I mean, even as I'm talking about it, I'm sure you have that picture in your brain.
Oh, yeah.
Of a mom and her three kids standing next to the casket of their father who had been killed in action. And how do you not have a physical reaction?
Yeah.
To that vision that you're not even looking at a picture of right now, that I'm conveying to you the picture that I saw, and yet you still react to it mentally.
React to it. It's exactly. You don't even have to. Rich, you just really underscored a really great point as well. You don't even have to see the visual. Just hearing about it, you picture it in your mind, and that itself allows you to feel empathy and compassion, want to do something. And they're finding something really interesting, kind of like a flip on this. The reason why we have sociopaths or psychopaths or murderers or, you know, homicide people who kill people or do violent acts of violence. We're kind of understanding these people actually lack these mirror neurons. They lack the ability to feel the pain and the experience of the plight of others. And this is why it's so important to cultivate these mirror neurons, and how to do that is something I'll share. I don't know if we have time before the break or not, but
let's make that a focus. How does all of that work? Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, thinking about inspiration, what it is that inspires you. Are you inspired by certain people and certain events? Is it a general thing? The election's over now. You find some of the politicians inspiring. Certainly the reaction to those who got elected seem to indicate that there are people who really do look for those who can inspire. Are you an inspiration? And if you are, to whom? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, Roberta at DougSteffen.com, or Rich at DougSteffen.com. And as far as Dr. J is concerned, I think it's J@DrJKumar.com. Isn't that your email address?
Yes, it is. Remember that?
Yeah, see, okay. Richie just mentioned the Purple Heart Service Foundation a minute ago, and I think that mention underscores something that we ought to spend time about. It's sort of in the same league as what Jay is talking about. That is, those who are in service to others, those who provide services, those who provide programs, those who help. And when it comes to veteran services, nobody does it better than the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Not well known until we actually started talking about them here. Small group of people, a lot of volunteers who are looking for your donation to help them help men who have worn the uniform and women who have worn the uniform and maybe having some problems. Maybe some of them not so severe, maybe some of them very severe. We all know what a miserable job the government does for the most part in taking care of many of the veterans. So here's a way for you to help out, even though you may be annoyed at what happens, the government doesn't do what it's supposed to do. You got to work around that, I guess, sometimes, and this is the way to do it. The Purple Heart Service Foundation's number is 877-743-1631. If you have money to donate, that's cool. Maybe a car. I said earlier I might give an old tractor. They can do with it whatever, turn it into cash, and you get all of the value tax deductible, and they get all your money to help veterans. Veterans need help. The Purple Heart Service Foundation gives them that help. Call them at 877-743-1631. With your donation, be it cash or something that is a valuable commodity, they'll be happy to take it, and you'll get the cash tax deductible amount. 877-743-1631.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online, every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
All right, so Dr. Jay Kumar here, we're inspiring you, or certainly trying to do that. So you had a way to sort of work ourselves around to putting all of us into this place, Jay.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I think is so powerful is to really engage these aspects of our mirror neurons, and the most powerful way to do this is connected to what we were talking about earlier. Volunteer. Do things in your community. Do things that really engage you and really get you out there, and do selfless acts of kindness to others. This is one of the most powerful ways to develop our mirror neurons, and believe it or not, which is so fascinating, when you do, they've actually measured this in scientific studies, when people do good, when they volunteer, when they do like the Purple Heart Foundation, or doing Salvation Army, or donating to the Red Cross, or just doing anything that really helps our fellow human beings, we actually release dopamine in our brains, which is that pleasure hormone. And so there's a connection, there's this biological connection. When you do good, you're actually feeling good as well. And that's what cultivates these mirror neurons that develops them even stronger.
Isn't it amazing about good works and how we always think that the payoff comes from some physical experience, but it's a thought.
Oh, no.
And
yeah.
It really
yeah.
is. It's in,
yeah. And you know, the one quote I'd love to share with you is kind of like maybe about a closing thing. You know, don't stress out so much about life having to be perfect or having to be that perfect person. Life isn't about being perfect. It's not about the art of being perfect, but to perfect the art of living.
And life feel is like not, all right, wait, hold on a minute. Life is not about being perfect.
Life is not about the art of being perfect, but to perfect the art of living.
But to perfect, and sometimes that takes a long time.
It does.
It could take a lifetime.
Just to understand.
Yeah.
Just to understand.
Yeah. I mean, thinking about it, some people, they object to having to wait a couple of years to get married, for example. They meet somebody, I love this person, let's get married. Hello? You better plan on a long haul. The older you get, the more likely you are to want to give it the time, I think. I use that in a relationship term, but there are others.
I'm tying it back to something we talked about earlier at the bottom of the hour. I was like, feeling that sense of inspiration in life. feeling that sense of having spirit within you, feeling that sense of compassion and that really sense of joy. And that's the art of living.
Yeah. All right. DrJKumar.com, K-U-M-A-R. That's a good place to go for lots of inspiration. Bring yourself out of wherever you are into a brighter place. We all like to have those moments, and we can have more of them. There are aha moments for some of us. Dr. J. Kumar, thank you for being here.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Change if you're really particular about things, but for practical purposes, we have so much time with Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. What's a few seconds here and there among friends?
And so much to talk about.
Yes, there is a lot to talk about. You have been blogging about the green building standards being scrutinized and what homeowners ought to do because they are so confusing. And thanks to the current administration that is so supportive of all these green companies, and they're doing so well, too. How many? Let's see, we put about $1.4 billion into companies that have gone bankrupt. How about a positive, better living focus here? This is from the Better Living Box, actually, at DougStephan.com. Tommy the K, it's all yours.
Well, you know, it was very interesting, Doug. USA Today did an expose, I'll call it, on the U.S. Green Building Council's popular standards for sustainable design and building. And basically the way it works is if you build, and this is mostly commercial, although it does apply significantly to residential, but a lot of the cheating, so to speak, happens on the commercial level. If you build a building that is considered green and gets what they call their LEED certification, you can qualify for many very, very desirable tax benefits. The problem is that a lot of these LEED points, it's sort of a game. You have to accumulate points to get this certification. All these points are accumulated in, you know, somewhat nefarious ways. Like, for example, if you were short a some number of points and you put a bike rack
next to your building, even though biking to the building may not make a lot of sense. You get points for stuff like that.
Really?
And the point of the article was that, come on, people, if we're going to make them green, let's really make them green, and let's not create a card game here where you can accumulate points by doing things that really don't have a lot of value. And I thought it was criticism that was fairly placed, but I didn't want homeowners to get the sense that trying to go green in their own homes was not a viable, important thing to do. And I do think that people tend to get overwhelmed with this idea of how do I make my, you know, 100-year-old house or whatever it is green. You don't have to make the entire house green. You just have to take little tiny steps. You know, whether it's improving your insulation or replacing your windows and doors or changing out your light bulbs, taking a bunch of little steps, each and of themselves can make a big difference.
All right, so there's some food for thought, things to think about. You're in the height. For those who don't know, Tom lives in New Jersey. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit radio program is here, heard around the country on great radio stations every weekend. Lots of wonderfully helpful advice. He's made a career out of all of this. And so as somebody who's in the heart of where the storm was, or I guess today I can say he is because there's another one there, what is the, I don't know if I could say an update because I think that becomes pedantic, but there certainly are people dealing with things. Have you won? The storm's never going to let you beat it, but what happened in the aftermath?
Well, I mean, all I can say right now is that the utility companies are slowly but surely getting everyone back on power.
As soon as they start letting in the non-union guys, maybe they get some work done.
Exactly. I mean, you know, this is now, what, 9-10 days old. My office manager just got power yesterday. So this is
And
this is a home that was, you know, thankfully not destroyed. I mean, these are homes that have literally no damage, but they still don't have power. So that's how messed up the utility system was as a result of
and still
of
is. You don't think these guys are going to fix it? They have it takes their stock.
Well, they keep putting it back the same way that they took it apart.
Yeah, so what's going to happen? What's the definition of insanity? Thinking that you do the same thing over and over again is going to have different consequences. Hello?
Well, you know what the significant difference is in terms of areas that were taken out, areas that were not taken out on the utility front, is whether the lines were overhead or underground.
Really?
And so many of our utility lines are overhead, and they just become very vulnerable to trees and ice and everything else that happens to them.
Yeah, right.
So we're getting it back together, but let's not forget that, that these are minor inconveniences compared to the absolute shredding of the Jersey Shore that was faced by so many homeowners. And let's not forget that there are ways that everybody can help, from the Red Cross. I know Governor Christie just started a new fund for donations.
Support the Christie Fund. The Red Cross has got too much top-heavy, just way top-heavy in terms of administrative costs, and they don't spend all the money where they say they're going to do it anyway. So whatever Christie's doing, that's what I'd send money to.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point.
Thank you. All right. A quick letter from Cassandra. Do the high-end gutters that feature heavy fenders on top really work to capture rain from heavy downpours?
Yeah, they do work. I mean, we're talking about the types of gutter guards that, that deal with the principle of surface tension. So the water hits the top of these sort of fender-looking like things, and then the water runs into the gutter, but it leaves ostensibly work off the top. I've seen these tested under some pretty heavy conditions, and they seem to work pretty well. I am cautious, though, that folks are being overcharged for these. There are a lot of different types of gutter guards that are available. Mm-hmm. And we have a great story on MoneyPit.com that goes for each and every type with the strengths and the weaknesses for you to choose from.
Check out all of this information. The Better Living Box has Tom Kreitler's picture on it at DougStephan.com. Click on that and figure out what you...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.